As we move into our time of prayer, I'd like to lift up a few joys and concerns that have been shared with us throughout this week. A joy, Dan Panichida will celebrate a birthday on July 7th. We celebrate him and his birthday, and we also continue to surround him with prayers of healing as he recovers from recent surgery. And two concerns to share. We keep in our prayers Bob Sakaitis, and also prayers for his wife Betty and his family as they surround him now. And we also lift up in our prayers the family of Jean Hagenlocker, mother of Janice Sands, who passed away this past Monday. We keep Janice, her husband Wayne, and their family in our prayers as they mourn her passing and celebrate her life. Knowing that we all come to this time with our own joys and concerns and prayers on our hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now and join me in prayer. Loving God, hear our prayers. Our psalm reminds us that you are good, O God, full of grace, full of mercy, bursting with compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. Wow, what more could we want or need? These priceless and incredible gifts, however, do not mean that it's all good all the time. We are still a hurting people. And just as we praise you for all your mighty and wonder-filled works, we lift up those around us and among us who are suffering, those who are grieving, those who are struggling, fighting, waiting, hoping. Surround them now, O God, with your comfort and fill them with your peace, your healing, your deep sense of contentment. God, we also rejoice with those who are celebrating and ask that your spirit of joy and hope be present among them. May it renew and refresh their spirits and give them a glimpse of your glorious kingdom. God, you uphold all who have fallen, and you raise up all those who have dared to bow down before you and cast their cares into your hands. Give all of us the strength and the faith to do just that each and every day. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Friends, as you go about the remainder of your day and go out into the world, may you do so knowing that you are yoked to Christ and to one another. Near or far, the love of God surrounds you. The peace of Christ fills you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit abides with you, remains with you, now and always. Amen.